I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Xavier, in your hand, you have this broken crystal, this quartz. In its facets, you see a shimmer, and in your ear, you hear the familiar voice.
Have you brought me a present?
Depends.
Oh. What? I asked for a harp. Now you have a harp.
Would you like it?
Of course. That's what I asked for.
Are you going to behave?
Oof. Xavier. You're going to remember that the next time you need a favor. Remember, the debt is not paid until you pay me.
Contracts are bound. Debts are debts. Payment is payment. And he just brings it, as she like goes to reach for it, just brings it out.
Mm.
And then drops it in her hand. Just for a second, pulls it away, and then drops it in.
Mm.
Cheeky.
Spicy.
Naughty.
She likes it.
Remember, this is in the visage of his wife.
Yeah. Luna likes this.
A heart is a dangerous thing, is it not?
To play with, for sure.
Mm.
To ask me to get? No.
Oh, why is that?
Because I conquer them.
Interesting. It's very shiny. But I'm thinking you need something else from me. No? The debt is cleared.
There we are.
Maybe I can throw in a little extra.
Keep talking.
What do you want, Xavier? Really?
I mean, you know.
Do I?
I would hope so. I think I'm pretty open book.
You think that? But you keep yourself...
This is going Russian.
You keep yourself closed off from this world, from me.
So there you go.
That's what you want, huh? It's a shame.
Is it?
All the things we could do.
True. Talk later. Bye.
All right.
And there is a flash of lightning. Thunder rumbles around you. And the tower cracks. The people of the town begin screaming as cracks in the earth from the tower open, becoming larger and larger and larger.
Help! Help! Please! Help us! Help us!
Do you say they're coming in the ground as well, these cracks?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like because DW was on the floor because when the Chimera started moving towards Flint, he was just being dragged along the floor as well because the chain was wrapped around like his face through the dirt as he finally came to a stop. And I feel like one of these cracks, as he's face down on the floor, happens where his midsection is. So as it starts to part, he's almost in danger of falling in. So he'll quickly like scramble back and like dust himself off and get onto his feet. It's like, we're no longer fighting the Chimera? Okay. Cool. Odd. And he's like trying to quickly get a gauge of his surroundings. Does it look like there's anyone in like immediate danger? Or is it a general sort of panic?
It's a general panic. This town, in the span of an evening, has lost its monarch.
Its giant spire has
lost its castle, been confronted with a monstrous creature. The statue of the pier has begun moving through the waves, and all around the mists have become encroaching, encroaching, encroaching to now where it is just the space really around the castle, and people are huddled by the walls, hearing snappings and horrible screeching.
Is anything coming out of the mist at this point, or is it still contained within?
It's still kind of contained.
Isn't this mech powered by the heart meant to keep the mists at bay? Can I activate that somehow? Put the chalice back in the hand and hold it aloft from the middle of the bay to try and drive back the mist? I don't know if I can halt the collapse of the town, but it's that or try and use the mech to kind of gather survivors. That's my thinking. They can, you know, it can lean down, they can run onto the arms or something, get them out of danger's way. I don't know, I feel like the usefulness in the fight is over, but perhaps the mech could be of more use saving the townspeople.
It's entirely up to you. This is a town that you have held some responsibility in.
Well, I'd rather not the whole thing like collapse into the ocean and kill everyone. I was kind of hoping with the monarch dead that, you know, Toby's democratic ideals could shine through. Maybe the town could govern itself, but obviously
set
not.
Set up a little election.
Yeah, that's right.
In the back of your mind, you hear Xavier laughing.
if you wanted to do the former, I will tell you can run like a scan, but you would have insufficient gold to power the mech.
I don't have any more gold at the moment. So I need to power its mist-defying chalice. So, yeah, I do that. The AI says no more gold.
Insufficient gold.
Well, is there any in the area?
Scanning.
Do an int roll for me.
My int sucks.
Great dex, though.
He's got the best dex around.
one success.
That's often enough.
You can see way below you as you kind of step through the shallow tides in your supernatural overlay. There is a glint far, far, far below the waves.
Okay, the St. Barbara is going to, you know, crouch down with the water and plunge her hand deep into the water, looking for this gold and try and clasp its hand around it.
Yeah, you bring up, there's a mass of seaweed, perhaps planks of wood in this large hand, but there you are, in the middle, you see your fair gold, your life-giving, power-wielding gold.
I'll teleport it into my hand.
You may.
I stretch out my hand and it appears in mine. I'll deftly run over to the coin slot in this mech and slam the gold into it and lift the chalice into the air. I imagine it shines with some kind of divine holy light as it lifts above the town. That light hopefully pushes back the mist for a moment from the centre of the bay, like across the town over my compatriots on the harbour wall and over the crumbling castle as well. So you guys see this light shining from the mech, almost kind of blinding, just kind of shocks you in the eyes.
And the mists are pushed back, further than anyone in this town has ever seen. Beyond the castle walls are a desolate landscape, trees stripped bare, bodies of those who had dared to explore beyond the mists. But there is a landscape. There is more out there. And everyone shields their eyes from this holy, or somewhat holy, light. And as they bring them down, there is a new world out there for them. And you hear applause and you hear strange, shocked laughter that comes right from the bellies of these people. It's that laughter that is ripped from you when you don't know what else, when you see something new that has never been before. People are enraptured. People are joyous. People are in awe in every sense of the world. And they rush to the feet of St. Barbara and they kiss and they put their hands to her feet.
Barbara has waded ashore now. And maybe she stands in the ruins of where the castle once was, replacing the tower with this beacon, and then all the townspeople can rush to its feet. And then I'll teleport down to the rest of the party from the mech as it kind of takes its stationary place and kind of fixes in place. And I'll a couple of poofs as he kind of lands on a bit of rubble, then a tree, and then down with the rest of you. And Case kind of like comes out from nowhere and lands on his shoulder. As he, job done.
Good job, man.
So the kind of the grounds has stopped kind of cracking.
Say, that stops the crumbling and the shattering.
Yeah.
As people are kind of rushing back towards the castle grounds, as things are starting to feel more stable, and I would like to see if I could spot anyone who was at Prince Dolan's dinner, who was maybe a supporter of his, that I would recognize. Just any of the kind there of
were
guests.
There were the two aristocrats who were hoping for a turn against Prince Dolian, who you can see bloodied and covered in the dust of this rubble. You can see them, but you can also see some of the other fine guests, you know, their clothes ruined with mud and blood.
No, the aristocrats will be fine. Mm. I just want to kind of see if I can pull them aside.
Of course.
As everyone's rushing towards the statue.
You also note a song is broken out, Toby. Around the statue of St. Barbara, people are now so overjoyed that they are joining voices together in song.
Is it the song that DW sung the other night at the dinner?
No.
Brilliant.
Instant hit.
But I think it should be.
It'll definitely go down in the history books, but it's not the they're not singing a diss track today.
Yes, I'd like to pull these two aristocrats aside. While everyone else is singing and reveling by the statue, and just kind of pull them off somewhere a bit out of the way.
Mm.
And I want to say, there's been a big change here today, and we're going to need leaders. I think both of you are wonderful, smart people. And I want to start manifesting my voice. And I want to say, and I want you both to trust that what I'm about to gift you and do with you is for the good of everyone here.
And you're using the voice?
Yeah. Do they trust me already, would you say?
They definitely, when I say awe, I mean everyone is in awe of the Paragons in the sense that they love and fear you in equal breath. You are extraordinary presence that, again, has turned the whole tide of history. For ill or for good, no one will know. That's for the test of time. But you have come in and torn apart everything they know to be true. And so they look at you kind of gibbering. But we're third cousins, if anything. We can't.
You are both perfect. And I was going to do my role.
You didn't kill these people?
Ooh, that's quite bad. That's actually a crit fail.
Oh, that is.
Oh, my God. That is a crit fail with a one on the...
A one and no successes and a one on my intensity.
No successes.
Yeah, that's quite terrible.
That is the worst possible outcome for the voice.
Which breaks them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do it, Ellen.
I don't...
It does. What was the emotion again?
Trust.
Jesus Christ.
It actually kind of works well for what I wanted to do.
Do you have an idea? Because otherwise I would say they trust only you.
Yeah, fantastic.
You have not emboldened them to become leaders. They are now mindless zealots of you. Yes, well, if you tell us what to do, because you are the leader here.
Both of you?
The, The aristocracy is gone. Yes. Yes, what do you say? What do you command of us?
Go back to back with each other.
Yes.
And kneel.
They do as you ask.
I'm going to go over to one of them. I'm going to put Prince Dolian's ring on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take out my concealed dagger. And I'm going to plunge it into one of their chests. Take out their heart. While smiling.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'm going to walk to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Do the same thing.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, that's...
Yes, of course, whatever you command. Even though their heart is leaving their ribcage, they look at you, blood pouring from their mouth, a bloody smile.
You've both done so well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then... I guess I'm holding two
hearts. You sure are.
But I kind of want to...
It's a 2-for-1 deal.
I kind of want to manifest the idea of placing kind of like their life essence into the ring and see if it kind of repairs the cracks in it.
You have not merely ripped their anatomy from them.
Mm.
You are a dictator. Mm. You've ripped their emotions from them. And that is what is... thudding, beating in your hands. The ring, formerly cracked, as it is slick with blood, it begins to fuse back together. A clouded ruby.
I'm going to wipe my hands mostly clean.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the bodies.
Yep.
Keep the ring on.
Yeah.
And... rejoin the rest of the party.
Holy shit.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Max, let's hang out more and play more role-playing games. Because you and I haven't played role-playing games together.
Never.
And I feel like we should do that.
That was incredible. Okay. Holy shit.
Eat the rich, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. And what do you do now?
I will say Evendra this whole time, because the crowd is so joyful and she's really tapped. Like, she's just running from person to person. She's hugging them. Like, when Hawk comes down, she just picks him up in a huge hug and spins him around. And she's talking with the townsfolk and she's getting a drink. And, like, so she did not see any of this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Especially because people were singing and
stuff. So she's just, she has no idea what the hell happened with the princesses and, like, what any of it means in terms of the tower falling or whatever. She's just like, we did a good thing. This is great. So, yeah, that's what she's been doing.
Xavier's by the boat waiting for people to join him. So like,
checking his watch.
Yeah, he's checking an imaginary watch. I mean, like, all right.
I am curious as to you're wearing the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The ruler wears the ring, right?
Yeah, that's you.
So I'm just gonna keep that on.
The prince that was promised.
The prince that was promised.
The prince that was promised.
I was wondering if I could do any sort of role, any sort of luck, considering the fool, to see if I saw what Flint did. See if I actually, like, noticed it.
Sure. Like, you can either go with luck or...
Perception is usually wisdom.
How hidden...
Yeah, I was going to say wisdom.
Did you try to make it?
I think I just more... took advantage of the fact that
things were happening
energy
around.
was somewhere else.
Yeah, are you trying to be secretive about this?
Not,
or you're just seizing an opportunity?
Not public and open. I think I definitely would like to kind of go towards, like, some shrubs or something, you know, so it's not in plain sight, but I'm not trying to be completely, like, super secret about it as well.
Yeah, okay.
Just kind of not a bit out of the way and away from the celebration.
Yeah. I would say make a wisdom roll for me, but you can use your full die.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Unless,
I like the idea of using that. It seems like a narratively lucky thing that maybe he saw on.
Mm.
All right. So that is one success. That is actually two successes because there's also a success on the full die. However, there's also a cross on the full die.
Ah,
and a cross is something unfortunate happens to you or more likely the people around you. So two successes plus a cross. And I now erase all my crosses.
So it's quite an unfortunate thing. That's the thing. It's quite a bad consequence.
It's bad luck. Luck running out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that people are looking to you, or people are milling about you, or anyone who is surrounding you, these citizens, these townsfolk. And they follow your eye and they begin to surge on Flint, crying, "The prince that was promised." They seem to see you noticing it and now see Flint walking away with this ruby ring on his finger, appearing like someone from a prophecy, strolling through amongst the chaos. And you have essentially created a large crowd where they, again, are surging, hands pressing to you. Please, please don't leave us. Please, you're the prince that was promised. This is amazing. We can now explore the rest of the world and we can rebuild. But everything that we know is gone now. And people are flooding you and hands at your belt and at your waist. And they are just crushing you.
Yeah, so yeah. He starts to get like pushed back, and he's kind of torn between the immediacy of the issue at hand of people swarming around him and the fact that he just saw Xavier plunge his dagger. Vince, you have very similar names in my head. Xavier and Vince, once
let
a little.
Clarify. Yeah.
And he just saw Vince plunge his dagger into two innocent people, and he says, "Oh, shut the fuck up, you two! It was two innocent people." And he's
Chris
like,
and "Chris, are like,
we exchanged several glances."
You saw that,
and he saw that, and he doesn't have time to process it or talk to Flint about it because he's like overwhelmed by these people, and he can't.
I think the people are flocking to Vince.
I thought you were saying they're flocking to me.
They are pushing past you, but they see you as a kind of group, and Flint is flooded. You cannot get to him, but there are also people who are kind of pushing on
you. Yeah, Ellen was saying she was crushing me as well.
A throng.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You've created a throng, and you cannot physically get to Flint.
And he was going to head towards Flint, but he just kind of like tries to ignore the people around him. Just goes, "Guys, we need to go. We need to go now. We need to go." He tries to like talk over the crowd that is starting to overwhelm. He's like, there's still something to do. We need to go.
Seeing this, can I like push my way through the crowd since I'm pretty big?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I might push. I don't know how Flint is reacting to this, obviously. So
probably loving it, yeah.
So maybe I'll hoist you up. I'll like sit you, like hold you up, and we can kind of so that maybe the crowd will like part as we're trying to get out.
Yeah, and I will. Yeah. I'll take as that cue. I'll say thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for your trust in us today. I have to go, but I will return, and I will see you all very soon. In the meantime, while I'm gone, take care of each other, rebuild, and I'll be back.
Give them their destiny back.
What are you talking
about?
You
can't promise them. Off me!
Just like yelling.
That was promised.
Get off me,
Toby. We just need to go, man. He's going to yell across.
As I said, we're going now, and I'll come back.
We'll talk about this. And so we shove past people. And,
huzzah!
And
get,
I love it. Flint is like on my shoulder. Yeah. So you're like,
promised.
I do
no
like
more.
That queen wave.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll just kind of push my way.
Bring him on.
Yeah. Mm. I'll push my way through the crowd.
Yeah. This is a new dawn, a new dawn. And people are rapturously exclaiming that this is the time of this and that no more will they suffer under Prince Dolian. And just, it is an enrapturous and zealous crowd.
I blow kisses.
The cat watches you with its two eyes. Do you call it?
Four eyes? Does it not have two heads?
It formed back
into
a normal cat.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's one cat now, yeah.
One giant cat.
One of those cats that has like
like a it green eye and a blue eye or whatever.
The two givers, another the two donors, word. Essentially. Yeah, do you call it? Does it come with you?
Yeah, I'll go down a little.
Can we take it as a cat bus?
I'll bring it over. Swims beside the...
I'll call it over to the docks where we're heading, I believe.
Yeah, we're trying to meet up with Xavier, who's waiting by the
Xavier's
the boat.
At the boat.
Yeah.
Our boat orb thing is like floating in the water, right?
Yeah. We chained it up.
Yeah. Yes. It might be dangerously low in terms of, like, I think the tides have gone out, so it might be more sitting on the bottom, but you definitely have a boat.
Yeah.
It's magic. It can drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of like, we're just trying to force, he's just constantly calling out to Kat. It's like, get Vince onto the boat. He, like, sees, like, he's not helping the situation. He's, like, kind of, like, goading them to be more. It's just very frustrating.
But, yeah, I want to call the cat over and get it to come down again to, like, I'm going to scratch at it. And I'm going to be, like, look after everyone while I'm gone.
It sniffs your body in, like, kind of gets into your lapels and notices the ring. It kind of sits back upright.
I said, see? You can trust me.
It lowers its head like a bow and it begins to turn back to the town, corralling and sitting by the feet of St. Barbara. And people are flocking to it and placing hands on the fur and you know, people are lifting their children up onto its back. Everyone is rejoicing and it turns and just looks at you. You're not quite sure what emotions it's trying to convey.
Good girl. And then I turn to the rest of that group and say, all right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Cool, let's do that.
You make it onto your ship.
Hey guys.
Your vehicle.
Good work, everyone. No one died.
Nope.
No one died. We freed a city.
Yeah, no one died.
Demolished a tower, freed a city.
Yeah. No one real died, and we're all good. How are you feeling? Are we okay?
Yeah.
Great. Great work, everyone. Well done. Let's push on. Next adventure. Where are we going?
Do you remember?
There was two points of interest.
Yeah.
We headed to the heart because that was the closest. And so, like, kind of stone-faced, he was like, as he's walking onto the ship, like, go past Toby's, like, you got the schematic, right? We need to get to the head. Yeah.
I'll click and the holographic map comes up. The capital, the heart, is already modified, right?
Yes.
It already has Barbara standing in the center rather than the tower. But you see that briefly before the hologram zooms into the head of the ancient fallen titan.
Yep.
Dope. There. Let's do it.
Great work, Vince. That was you destroyed that chimera. You'd, like, changed it. Well done. Great work. Proud of us. Proud of all of us. We did really good work there.
Yep, good work, Vince. Great. Awesome. Let's do it. Head now.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I don't really think I did anything in the fight, which is like, but like, how cool is it that like that whole town was like, you know, all singing and
just
dancing?
Feeling the joy. Like, it's just so many good things that you could bring. And as,
they've had like a whole regime change. It's cool.
As Avendra or Kat is like laughing, you see that she starts to kind of sway slightly, and you see that like her ring finger is still like bleeding profusely because we have not
addressed that.
So she just kind of is like swaying and she's sort of laughing, you know, manically.
Woo, it's fun to laugh. Oh, you're not feeling okay, are you?
No, I'm feeling great. I'll kind of just fall under a chair.
Xavier's gonna rush over and be like, Cat.
Yeah.
I see that you're hurting, finger, okay?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, look at me.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah.
All good, okay?
It's
I got a perfect solution for that, easy.
Okay.
And he is going to grab a bottle of wine and pass it to Cat.
Yeah, and I'll immediately start drinking.
it tastes good. Like, what do you think the best wine Kat's ever had in her life is?
I'm not a wine person, so I don't know. But it's very, it's the bottle that we opened at Allegra's from
Allegra's
the cellar.
Grandparent.
The very, very fancy old bottle of wine.
It feels fuller than when you were sipping on it at Allegra's. The base notes feel earthier and there's a sweetness that you can't quite place that turns almost bloody in your mouth. A kind of metallic sweetness that is very giddying.
Yeah, and I'll just like keep drinking and like giggling to myself and laughing and yelling across the room. Just
Xavier pats Cat on the back and is like, there we are.
All better.
I know this one.
You take one down.
Oh, and for everyone else, the sword is singing out loud. It's not just in
Oh, no. Yeah, totally. Yeah. 95
bottles of beer on the wall. 95 bottles of beer. Woohoo! Come on, everybody.
Join in.
Yeah.
No one does.
No one does.
Just that insufferable drunk at the party when everyone else is sober.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're happy.
Are you, Toby?
What?
Happy?
Not the word I'd use.
Okay. What's up? Talk about it.
Nothing. I'm fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine.
Sorry, did you want a hawk? Is that better?
No, it's fine, whatever. Why'd
you stab those two guys?
Why'd you make yourself king?
Now let's talk about all of it. Let's do it all. What the fuck, Vince?
Oh, I'm sorry, did I not save everyone's life from that giant beast?
That was great. Big fan of that, actually.
You saved everyone's life!
Did you not take two people off to the side and then rip their hearts out?
Now you got that nice little ring. Did you not kill people today?
Yeah, that's different, is it not?
How?
People that are attacking us. People that threatened our lives. What did they do to you? What did those two do to you? Were they threatening you in that moment? Were they attacking you?
I made a promise to someone
cool.
that I would fix that ring.
Cool, awesome. Two innocent people.
I mean, they're not real.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up, Xavier. Pick a side.
I have. I've been consistent, have I not?
No, never. You've been fake since the whole moment we stepped foot here. When have you... Oh my god.
Why do you call me fake?
Because you are. You have been from since high school, man. You haven't had a single genuine thought the entire time. Oh god. God damn.
No, unpack it. You've clearly got something you want to say. Unpack it. What do you mean? You're accusing me of fake.
I said it, man.
You're accusing me of fake. Give me an example.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Your perception of me is fake. What does that mean?
Dude, you weren't even meant to be in detention. You came. Simply just be like, oh, I want to help people. I want to be a good guy. I just want to help people do better.
Are you so cynical
that
you can't imagine people being good?
You? No. There.
God,
that's the truth.
Sad.
Isn't it?
Oh, Logan.
Oh, here we go. Go on.
Oh, Logan.
Also shifted the goalpost immediately. Are we that far removed from ourselves? Are we not going to talk about this at all? So are you, like, I want to flip back to this, Flint. So you're totally cool with what transpired. Like, that there, what happened there was normal.
Okay, so what happened is... I saved all of your lives, and then two people who are part of a game are dead so that we have basically an entire group, huge kingdom of people that are supporting us in case we need them for something, and a monster that is now a giant cat.
Look, I'm not fussed about the two things from the game. Like, I understand that you might be. I get that.
You're so sure this is a game? You're so sure about that? It plays by the rules of the game, but we are so certain that this isn't real.
The card appears in Toby's hand, which he's held the whole time. These are the rules. This is a game. Card disappears. I'm more concerned about what it reflects on you, Vince, that you would take the opportunity that we could give these people their destiny back and you would replace one dictator with yourself. I know that's what your class is called, your paragon's called. But there's no need to own these people.
I am not dying again in this game.
Sure.
I am getting out of here no matter what.
Okay. It just told me something about you. That's...
Wait a minute, but why do you care about that if you think it's just a game? Why does that matter then?
I mean, it's not like earth-shattering how it matters, but it matters. It just tells me something, and I'm going to remember that.
I killed my fiancé, and it was really fun.
Is that who that was?
Oh, did you not know that? That's why I betrothed them at the start.
Yeah.
Because they're getting married.
Well, no.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Am I right, Avenger? Woo, single ladies on the town.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe you can find a nice Balex for me.
Ooh, is that what you're into?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
Just drunk in the corner, yeah.
Everyone's kind of looking at us, Avenger.
I know.
Do you think, okay. What's up? I'm not feeling the joy.
No, it's fine. It's the calm after the storm. And we gotta get to our next adventure and we'll all be good. We'll finish up the game, all be good, right?
I may just be a talking sword.
Avenger.
But I'm pretty good at literally feeling the emotions of the room. And it's tense! It's very tense!
Vendra, maybe the sword could not talk anymore.
It's kind of... Hey, I have a name, and do you, it's
Gracie.
Sorry,
Gracie. I apologize.
Maybe everyone just needs a drink or something.
Yes,
drinks?
Actually, great idea.
Drinks?
A great idea, yes.
Yeah,
get up, fall over as I'm holding the bottle.
Xavier catches and tries to... And then takes the drink and drinks it.
That's a good idea.
Drinks. Yep. Everyone, pour a drink.
I want to walk over to Logan and pour him like a big glass of whiskey and just hand it to him and not say anything, just stare at him for a little while.
He'll stare back and he'll grab the glass from you. And as he stares at you, he looks over at Toby and just says, he's dangerous.
We're all dangerous.
And he's using Fool's Charm on you, which is a new...
I'll allow it.
Which is a new thing that I've picked up as the Fool, which is that even if just for a moment, even for a set period of time, you trust Logan.
So I say what I say, but there's like a nod in there. You see, like, he meets your eyes. Toby meets your eyes recently. He goes, yeah, we're all dangerous. But he also, like, looks at... He glances from you to Vince, and he sees the shadowy countenance of Vince in the voice in his mind. And he nods. Yeah, we're all dangerous.
Smile back at Flint, and almost, like, in a sarcastic way, he'll clink the glass with you. And then he'll go walk off into a corner. Just sit down, away from the singing.
85 bottles of beer on the wall. 85 bottles of beer.
I lost count. Can we start again?
Hang on.
Let's spin the sword.
I hate my character so much.
I love them.
She's so
great.
I promise I'm not this annoying in real life.
The hologram alters.
I promise I am.
to be a big wall with all the beer bottles like arrayed on the wall.
Oh my god, yes.
And if you keep singing like every time you like knock one down, one of them shatters into like pixelated like a green glass as you sing the next one.
You got Mario Kart on this thing?
Oh, maybe. Hang on.
Cheers, everyone. Two down, one to go. One to go.
Yeah.
Cheers.
One to go.
Cheers. You realize an extra hand is clinking with you, and you see the handsome countenance of Sebastian's. Oh, hey, guys. Oh, I just, hey, look, I know we've got deals.
Yeah.
I get a sense that you're trying to wrap things up. So I just wanted to remind you.
No, man, I got diamond hands. Hold forever.
Excellent. Hey, and I just wanted to give you, like, a heads up. This one's free. Don't worry.
Okay.
Storm's coming. When you hear thunder outside your boat.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
As the mood is similarly stormy and dark inside the boat, things begin to match outside.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roed, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.